This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. With an update on the latest fighting in Ukraine, here's AP's Karen Chamas.
Boris Pistorius said Ukrainian crews will start learning how to operate the German-made Leopard 2 tanks at a training site in Germany by the end of January. Responding to a reporter's question, Pistorius said he expects the tanks themselves to arrive in Ukraine soon.
At the end of the first quarter of the year. That's what we are going to do.
Meanwhile, air raid sirens wailed throughout Ukraine. Ukrainian officials confirmed that Russia has launched a wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks on the country. Local Kyiv officials said that 15 cruise missiles were shot down. They said the missiles were heading in the direction of the capital, although the exact target was unclear. Kyiv's mayor said explosions were heard in the eastern side of the city. I'm Karen Chamas.
Witnesses say Israeli troops killed 9 Palestinians, including an elderly woman, and wounded 12 others during clashes with gunmen in the occupied West Bank. After the attack, the State Department said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to the region. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
It was just hours after the attack in the occupied West Bank when the U.S. State Department announced Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Egypt, Israel, and the West Bank. The visit, starting Sunday and lasting through Tuesday, is to discuss heightened tensions between Israelis and Palestinians with regional leaders. In meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, the top U.S. diplomat will discuss Israeli-Palestinian relations and preserving the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This, according to spokesperson Ned Price in a statement on Thursday. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And from Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Department of Commerce said Thursday the U.S. economy cooled only slightly at the end of last year, even as forecasters suggest a recession is possible for later in 2023. The growth in the October to December quarter dropped from a 3.2% advance in the third quarter, following a half year when the world's biggest economy shrank. For all of 2022, the economy grew by a solid, if unspectacular, 2.1%. That was down from a robust 5.7% growth rate in 2021. The 2021 rate was affected by the economic recovery after the pandemic. U.S. health officials want to make the COVID-19 vaccinations more like the annual flu shot. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, was expected to ask its panel of vaccine experts to weigh in at a meeting Thursday as the agency considers future vaccine requirements. Dr. Peter Marks is the FDA's vaccine chief.
These vaccines were developed in record time during a period which we were and which we continue to be learning more about SARS coronavirus 2. Not just about the virus, but also how it causes disease, and especially how rapidly it can evolve.
The proposal comes as booster shots lose popularity. While more than 80% of the U.S. population has had at least one vaccine dose, only 16% of those eligible have received the latest boosters, which were authorized in August. VOA's Justice Department correspondent Masood Farivar has this preview of a story he's following.
An international ransomware network that extorted more than $100 million from victims around the world has been brought down following a months-long infiltration by the FBI, the Justice Department announced on Thursday. The Hive Group's takedown is the latest in the Biden administration's crackdown on ransomware attacks that cost private businesses and governments billions of dollars a year.
Masood's story and more can be found later on our website, voanews.com. M23 rebels in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo clashed with soldiers and rival militias on Thursday, according to officials who said the group's fighters had also severed a vital road in the turbulent region. The M23 has conquered swaths of territory in North Kivu province since last year and advanced toward its capital, Goma. And facing crippling economic sanctions, inflation, and widespread social unrest, the Iranian government has boosted oil sales to China at a highly discounted price. Iran does not publish statistics about its oil sales, but analysts say Tehran has increased its export to more than 1.2 million barrels per day over the past 3 months. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.